This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. This show is not only about how to get more money out of all the decisions that you make, but more value. This week in How We Live Money, there seems to be some solid bright spots in the housing market, and in many areas of the U.S., home values are continuing to rise. But so are interest rates. Now, that has many folks asking, is now really the best time to buy a home?
So my question is, can I continue to do this?
I was wondering what your thoughts would be about.
Would it be better to set it to, I've been wondering whether it's really worth it or not.
So Jennifer is wondering if it's time for her to buy, and she's out in Portland, Oregon. She lives there with her husband, and they rent. They always have. Jennifer, let's start with the math, because you have an interesting way of how you want to finance buying the house.
We think we can afford the monthly payments, but getting that down payment is the biggest hurdle for us right now. And I have about $10,000 in my Roth IRA that is part of my retirement plan. And I'm wondering if it's a wise financial decision to take that money out of the Roth IRA to use towards the down payment of a house.
Let's talk about why you want to buy right now. What are you feeling, and why do you feel like now is the time to do it?
We know that we both really want to stay in Portland for the long term. My family's here. We intentionally moved back to Portland. Given how high the rents are, it seemed like maybe rather than paying somebody else's personal investment in their home, you know, that they're renting out, that we should be building our own equity.
And you mentioned that, you know, that you guys want to stay put. This seems like a good time. And you mentioned the equity and that being an investment. And that's one of those things that we talk about a lot in personal finance as to the value of a home as an investment. Have you seen prices where you are go up substantially?
The prices have been astronomical in the Portland area over the last few years. It seems like from what I've read, this interest rates are still really good right now, although they might be climbing a little bit.
And what about your savings? Do you have, I mean, you mentioned the Roth. Do you guys have any other cash savings and retirement savings?
We both have retirement savings because we've been working in the public sector for several years. I have about $5,000 in savings, and my husband doesn't have any. We do have a car that we can sell that's worth about $10,000. We don't drive that much here, so it would actually work out really well.
So if you have that five in cash, you have the car that you could sell, is the Roth, the $10,000 in the Roth, is that in addition to those two things for a down payment?
Yes, it would be.
And the reason why I'm asking is because you mentioned low interest rates. The thing with low interest rates in terms of mortgages is those interest rates that you see in the news all the time are really only for the absolute best buyers. I'll ask you, how's your credit?
When we got a car loan a couple of years ago, it was no problem. And the bank told us that we had a really good credit.
Good. Well, that's good. That's on your side. But one thing that's not necessarily on your side is that banks now, unlike the past, actually, they really care about how much cash you have after the down payment. In order to get the best rate, you really would have to make sure that you have some cash. A lot of lenders want to see 6 months worth of mortgage payments in the bank after the down payment. Is that possible?
Maybe in a year. It's not possible right now.
I absolutely understand the pressure for wanting to buy, especially in a pricey market. If you're renting, you feel like you're being left behind a bit and you want to make sure to lock it in now because it's only going up. But I want you guys to be able to keep a house. I love for people to be able to buy it right and be able to keep it. And one of the ways to be able to keep your home is to make sure that you have cash savings, even after the down payment. Now, one other thing, your mortgage and owning a home, that mortgage price, that monthly payment, is only a fraction of the true cost of owning a home. So the other real costs are maintenance, property taxes, and home insurance can be more. Now, you'll have a mortgage deduction, but just know that your costs will actually go up. Do you guys feel like you need to do it now for any other reason? Could you wait?
We could wait. The pressure we're feeling is this fear that, you know, rates are going to go up, that the housing prices are going to start to rise again.
The fact of the matter is that the mortgage rate that you get today with no savings, and if you have to pay points, could be the same cost as a year from now, if mortgage rates go up. And one thing to keep in mind is that historically, any mortgage rate at or below 6% is an absolute bargain. Guess how much we were paying for mortgage interest rates back in the 80s?
I don't have a clue.
17, 18%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, 6% sounded pretty good.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you look historically. It gives you a little bit more perspective because what you're hearing now around you is buzz about interest rates going up. So it builds a lot of this pressure. Is there any other pressure that you guys are having in terms of buying? Is it truly just this real estate interest rate pressure? Is there anything else?
There is a little social pressure when all of your friends own houses, but they're not necessarily putting pressure on herself. I think it's just a sort of a general push in this country is home ownership. There's a mindset that we have to really process through and ask ourselves, why do we want to buy? Because it does seem like there's this social pressure everywhere that that's how, the idea of the American dream, that sort of thing.
You just named it. It's that idea of the American dream. But actually pushing home ownership before the recession was a big reason why so many bad mortgages were able to be had and available and then signed. But what's really important is the American dream of security and stability. So to have that and to be able to keep that home, to buy it in the right way. Okay, here's a little checklist, Jennifer. I'll give you a little checklist right now. Go online. Look at the property taxes on these homes that you're looking at. Call your insurer if you have renter's insurance and see what a home policy would cost. Get an idea maybe of some maintenance costs and say, well, what would happen if this breaks or that breaks? Let's budget, a couple $1,000s throughout the whole year. And if you look at that and you break it up monthly and add it to the mortgage, how much more would that be than the rent? So it is going to be more expensive, but to have a real goal in mind as to the reality of home ownership, then make sure that you go and set up a plan to save more money. Do you and your husband have wiggle room in terms of saving every month more cash?
Yeah, we could stow away a few $100 every month.
That's great. A few $100 is excellent. If you can do that and get an idea as to, okay, so how much would the down payment actually be? What would we need to have on hand to cover our housing expenses and living expenses for 6 months? And then what would it be like to take on a mortgage plus property taxes, plus home insurance, plus maintenance versus where you're at today? Now, if you're saving a couple hundred extra bucks a month, that means that you probably could afford the additional costs of home ownership. But what would be great is if you also had that cash on hand so that when you buy the home, you get the best interest rate and you will be able to be secure that should anything happen in terms of your income, you'll be at least in the green safe zone for a little while.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
And you can find those tips I mentioned at marketplacemoney.org and input from your fellow listeners on our Facebook page. And if you have a housing question, tweet at LiveMoney.